Hello.
Hey
Hello.
Nathaniel, how are you?
Hey, dude. How's it going?
So, first things first, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How was your
Yeah.
birthday?
It was fun. It was fun. On my actual birthday, I went to a Dolly Parton cover band with some people, which was really fun, which leads me into this.
All right.
I love you, bro. Love you, bro. I love you, bro.
Isn't that Whitney Houston?
It was originally written by Dolly Parton, Nicholas. Look it up.
Okay, I didn't know that.
She
Well.
wrote it for Porter Wagner. No, it's like really pretty when she does. It's not as
Belty.
what's the word? It's not as Whitney Houston, I guess.
All
It's more like
right,
a
cool.
softer love song. Yeah.
You just sneak that in there, huh? That you went to a Dolly Parton cover band, you hipster. Jesus.
Well, it wasn't really like I decided to go to it for my birthday. It was like I don't really make a big deal, so I didn't tell anyone like in advance, like this is what we're doing. And they were like, "Hey, you want to come to this thing on Friday?" I was like, "My birthday?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah, I got it for you."
So we did our last episode. We talked about some Oscar predictions, and the Oscars just happened.
Yes.
So I guess the big question on everybody's mind, all the bros' minds, is were your predictions true? Did they come true?
Okay, here's the thing. So I didn't I was at rehearsal when they started, and of course that was like the first one they announced. So I
Right, it
kept
always
trying to
is.
look for things, and I finally, you know how I found it? I found a clip of a family watching it. And that's how I finally got to see what the clips were.
Okay.
It's like this British family watching TV, watching the Oscars, just being like, "Oh, she's lovely. Don't you love her?" Anyway,
The internet is so weird. Okay.
I know. I got two right and three wrong.
So
So
which ones did you get right?
the Regina King one, which gave me the
That
idea,
was
I
a
got right.
shoo-in.
Yeah. And then the other one was Rachel Weisz. I got right. Her with the gun explaining stuff. And then the other three I got wrong.
So, in terms of Oscars, as you know, I follow the lower, like lesser known categories.
Yeah, and did you hear from your ranting and raving that they put it on TV? It was all because
Yeah,
of
they
you,
did.
bro.
It was because people complained. Probably not me, but
But all the people
because
that watch our
people,
show.
yeah, they
Yeah.
heard. Well, I mean, we only put it on last night. I only put
That's right.
the
That's
So
right. Okay.
I don't think I had
Well,
anything to
you
do with
work
it. They already
fast, you
decided
know.
to do it. Yeah. Yeah, no, but so couple things that got that won that I think I'm a little upset about what won best film editing. Nobody cares but me.
What won best film editing, Black?
Bohemian Rhapsody won best film editing,
Okay.
which is like, what are you doing? That's just like sometimes they do that. Like the year before, Dunkirk won Best Film Editing, which is like, okay, that's a well-edited film, you know? But
Yeah.
like Bohemian Rhapsody is just like a standard film. Like there's nothing special about it.
I didn't see it, but I know people didn't like it. But I don't know about the
Yeah.
film editing.
They also won Best Sound Editing. I feel like they were giving them, I think they do this at the Oscars where they just give them all the like the lower ones where they're
I
like,
thought they
we're
were
not
going
going
to
to give
do
you Best
that
Picture.
to Black Panther. That's what I thought they were going
Yeah,
to
I
do.
would have thought they could have done that as well. Would have been better. They did it for best sound editing, which I think best sound editing makes sense because I heard the way that they did the sound editing for that was really like innovative. Because they mixed his voice with Freddie Mercury's voice.
Okay.
And so they made it so that like when he starts singing, it's him and then it
Oh,
seamlessly
that's
like
really
fades
cool.
into Freddie Mercury. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
pretty interesting. So that it's like, okay, that makes sense. But then I feel like why would you give it best film editing? Like, I don't know.
Did you see
This
it?
is I did. That one and BlacKkKlansman were the only two Oscar movies that I saw.
I liked BlacKkKlansman a lot.
Of the Best Picture ones. Yeah,
Yeah.
BlacKkKlansman I thought should have won Best Picture.
I
That
wanted
was
The
my.
Favorite to win Best Picture.
I haven't seen that yet, but I bet after I see it, I will change to that one.
I was at a bar. I watched the end of it at a bar, and Green Book won Best Picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is though? The one that wins Best Picture is always it always kind of ruins the one that wins Best Picture anyway, because then people like no matter what it is, then people like hate on it. So maybe they're just trying to
Right.
keep the other good movies still cool and hip.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, there you go. That makes it think. But
Yeah, because
anyway,
then
I
like they'll
was.
just like we'll just pick the lamest movie and then everybody can just think the lame movie's lame.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was at the bar and I was like, Green Book. And then somebody was like, yeah, I wanted Roma to win. And I was like, I wanted The Favourite to win. And they're like, oh, that was the worst movie ever. I was like, okay, dude.
He said that?
Yeah, he hated The Favourite. He was like, it was so bad. I was like, okay, never mind.
People get there's a lot of divisiveness in movies, you know? People get upset.
For something that's like your opinion, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Where yeah, exactly. It's like clearly your opinion. It's like you like that? Ugh. And other people liking it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
So, okay. So anything else from the Oscars that
From the Oscars, no.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my BFF,
Okay.
Andrew Yang.
Oh, all right. All right.
Because
Let's
I know you
talk
like
about it.
politics and stuff, so.
Okay.
So Andrew Yang was on Joe Rogan, and he kind of
I
blew up
saw.
a little bit, and I shared
Yeah.
the link with you, and he's talking about universal basic income. He's a presidential candidate for 2020. And he's running on the platform of the Freedom Dividend, where he'll give $1,000 to everybody in America over the age of 18.
A month, right?
Which,
1,000 a
yeah,
month.
$1,000 a month. So it's basically like an income that you get. And the way that he explains it is that it's going to be a tax on, not really a tax, but like he says it like we're the shareholders in America. And there's going to be all this automation that's going to take away all of our jobs,
Yeah.
but the people that create this automation are going to make tons and tons of money. So what we need to do is give us as the shareholders of America a stake in the profits of what we helped create, which is all these robots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people complain that this is like a socialism or something like that, but really, if you think about it, it's really, really not because it's not you're not controlling jobs and giving people everybody a job. You know what I mean? Like a forced job and then the government controls the distribution of the means of production and the wealth and all that. It's you're just taking money, you're giving it to everyone, and everyone is supposed to spend it. So it's still capitalism. You still have money. You're still buying stuff.
I mean, we're gonna be capitalists, even if Bernie Sanders wins, we're gonna be capitalists. Like, he's not talking about taking the means of production and putting it in the hands of government. Like, he's talking about giving people health care.
Yeah,
But
so anyway.
Andrew Yang does have a good way of framing it. And he doesn't seem like. I think if somebody just hears the idea, they'll be like, socialist, whatever. But if they hear him talk, even a conservative, I don't think, would label him that.
Yeah, I think he's been going on Fox a lot after Joe Rogan, and he goes on a lot of the things. I think the problem right now is that he can convert conservatives. I've seen him, I've seen the way that he talks, and I follow like groups because I'm like a total Andrew Yang nerd now. But I follow like
Yeah.
all his groups and stuff, and there's a lot of people that support Trump that used to support Trump that are on there. And they're like, "Yeah, I want the reason I supported Trump was because I was worried about my economic future, and now I see that Trump isn't helping me still,
Right.
and I think this guy can.
Right.
And I don't see that from any other candidate being able to do that. I think the problem with Andrew Yang is that the normal Democratic coastal elite doesn't know who he is, doesn't care, Well, they
I
think because
mean,
he doesn't have a big name, he can't win. But it's like you put the Democratic machine behind this guy. Nobody's ever heard of him. I think it's a good, that's
yeah, I
a good
mean,
shot to win it.
the way the primary works, though, he could, it's possible, you know, for him
Yeah, he
to,
pitched it.
he's just got to introduce himself. He's got to have people in Iowa know who he is, and if he does well there, then more people will know after that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if he, I mean, honestly, if he upsets Iowa, he has a really good chance,
Even if he's
because of the
like the
fact,
top three or four, I
yeah,
think,
because
you
of the
know?
fact that he's come, that he, nobody knows who he is.
Right.
That will cause a huge thing, you know what I mean? If
Right.
he can be like, whoa, this Andrew Yang guy that nobody's ever heard of just got second in the Iowa caucus or
Right.
whatever. You know, so, and I
Right.
think that's his strategy, and that's what he pitched it, because he's a smart guy. He said, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, what do you need to do to become, like, realistically, what do you need to do to become the president? You need to do well in the Iowa caucus. If you can
Yeah.
convince, and it's, you know, a certain, it's not a lot of people.
No, yeah. No.
So, I don't know. I believe in Andrew Yang, and
You're
I was one of the ones who said that Barack Obama was going to be the president. I believed in Obama, and remember when Obama was starting to run, and everybody was like, "No, he doesn't have a chance."
Yeah, you are pretty good on that, 'cause I think in me the beginning too, I was like, I don't know.
And Bernie Sanders too. I was pro Bernie Sanders before. I'm not. I gotta say, I don't know how you feel about Bernie, but I'm off the Bernie train. What do you think?
I'd vote for him again.
Of course, I'd vote for him. I mean, I'd
No,
vote for
I
him in
mean
a.
I would consider voting for him in a primary again.
Oh, okay.
I don't like at this point I really don't know who. I'm gonna have to watch a debate to like settle it down, but like the three people I like are Andrew Yang, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. I think Andrew Yang's fate is probably, honestly, he has a better chance of being somebody's vice president, but I'm okay with that. As long as he can get, or being in somebody's cabinet later on, maybe, or something like that.
I
I think that's
mean, I
probably the
really
fate of Andrew.
think too, he seems like very practical guy. Like he seems like he knows his chances of winning aren't high, and he just really wants this issue to and I think that's
Yeah.
his ultimate goal. And of
Yeah.
course I'm sure he's running for president and
No,
like
I mean,
trying
I
to be
think
president,
he
but
really wants to win, and he thinks he can win,
yeah.
but he also knows that it's like, yeah, he thinks he can win like the fucking like, I don't know who the eighth seed in the NBA thinks they can win the finals, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we can win. Probably we won't, but we can win.
Right. The Timberwolves last year,
No, I mean
like
they're not. They don't even think they can win. The Timberwolves are like fucking
they made it
that
to the
weird.
playoffs. They were like the eighth seed last year or something.
Okay, last year he's last year's Timberwolves, not this year's Timberwolves.
Last year's Timberwolves. There you
This year's Timberwolves are that weird like Oprah spiritual advisor lady, like that lady.
Yeah. That was a good joke for people who know who you're talking about.
Yeah, who know enough, who are following like the who's running for president?
Yeah. Well, like the even obscure, more obscure than Andrew Yang candidate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so you I mean, this is a couple things got me really fired up about it. So I saw the I was kind of like I liked him when I first heard him talk on Sam Harris's podcast, and I was like, this is a guy that I want to support, but he'll never win. And then I heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast, and a lot of people were really into it. And I was like, and the way that he talked on that, I encourage anybody to listen to it because I'm just like, this guy, like, I want this guy to be my president. And he's the only person of anybody in the primaries. All the other Democratic candidates are like, I want them because I don't want Trump. But he's the one that I'm like, I want him. Like, he's the one that I really, really want because he's smart, he knows what he's fucking talking about, and he sees the issue. Like he's talking about an issue that nobody is talking about,
Right.
and
That's
nobody's
the
framing it in this way of like the modern world is passing everybody by, you know?
Right. And that's the thing too, like, he is basically, he thought of this issue and is bringing it forward. I feel like, you know, a lot of the other stuff, it's an issue that they know people know about, and so they want to talk about it. Not that they don't care about it, but, like, they, you know, Yang came up, like, sort of, like, brought this to my attention.
Yeah.
At least.
Exactly. Like, the talking about automation, how everybody's job is going to go away, like, and how this could be the reason why, like, Trump is so popular among people and why people are so upset in these places where they're losing their jobs. It's like, it makes perfect sense, and I really believe it, and it really worries me about what's going to happen when automation makes it not just that, like, certain jobs are gone, but just, like, almost every job
is gone. It's like half of the jobs right now.
Yeah. Well, and the way that he talked about the numbers of it, it's like the Great Depression, I think, was, I can't remember what it was, but he said, like, it was a fraction of what it's going to be.
You know,
it was like 20, I think it was like 20% of the people were unemployed, and it was devastating. And it's like, this is like 50% of everybody's unemployed. That's like fucking riots in the street.
Yeah, I mean, it could be less, but it's like 50% of the jobs that people have now are going to be gone.
Yeah. Well, and the way that he says is like, okay, maybe it's less. Maybe this is early. Maybe this is alarmist for now, but it's not alarmist forever.
So right. It's eventually going to lead to that. Yeah.
The risk is we do it too early, and basically, you know, we get in on this problem earlier, or we do it too late and it's like people are fucking eating each other for food. It's like fucking Mad Max Fury Road, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I just think that, and then also I just think, you know, you need a person that inspires hope and is not just running against the other person to be able to win too. And for me, that he does that. And then the other thing that really got me fired up is when I shared it with you, you were like, oh, wow, I really like it. When you see him talk.
Yeah.
I think when people see him talk, they think, like, yeah, he is a good guy.
Yeah, no, he really is. And it was really smart of him to go on Joe Rogan, because a lot of people listen to that.
But he has, like, more viewers than, or more listeners than a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. So. And it's more likely his voters, people who would vote for him, would listen to that than watch CNN or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like, people that watch CNN, it's like Mom and Bill and stuff, and I think they would be supportive of his idea. But I mean, I remember I brought up Andrew Yang to Mom, and she was like, yeah, how is he going to pay for it though? And he'll never win. Nobody's ever heard of him, which is valid criticisms. They're true valid criticisms, but I think that's the reaction when you get him in a bite-sized, you just hear, like, his pitch.
Right.
Just that. Which is what CNN would be, like, 3 minutes of him saying what he is about. People just have all these, like, these questions. But when you hear him in a long format,
with
Joe Rogan, which is 3 hours of him talking.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, this is important, and it's possible.
Right, and Joe Rogan, like, pushes back on him really well in a really good way, I think. And
yeah, he asks a lot of the questions that people would ask.
Yeah.
And he has an answer for everything.
Yeah. So, I love you, bro. We're supportive of Andrew Yang for president.
Yeah, well, and then I'm going to do a little unsolicited ad.
Okay, all right.
So if you go to, he needs to get 65,000 individual donations from different people to get into the debates, and he's on track, but he still needs people to donate. So if you check out Andrew Yang and you like him, you can go to his website and you can donate just even $1,
right?
And then he gets another name on his list of 65,000. Right now I think he has close to 30,000.
Okay, so
I think he was at like 15,000, like, just like last week.
Yeah,
so it's going.
I was one of those people.
I was an OG,
I gave
man.
To him.
I donated.
You were one of the 15, yeah.
Yeah, I donated way back, like, when I first heard him. I was probably in the. I'm guessing I was probably in, like, the first 1,000. I'm gonna guess that.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe not that early, hipster. But, like, yeah, I'm a hipster donating to Andrew Yang. Yeah, so anyway,
That's
I
cool,
think,
man.
yeah, I'm super excited about it. I know you would like that this talk because you're a politics nerd.
Yeah, you want to hear how big of a politics nerd I am?
Yeah, let's
We'll
go.
just, like, brief little thing because it's probably super boring. There's a special election coming up on Tuesday for public advocate, which is like something that like some like New York City thing that no other city has. But I went and I watched the debate because it's like a bunch. It's a special election, so anybody. It's not like there's a Democrat and a Republican running. It's like anybody can run. And so I watched a debate to see who I want to vote for. It was so boring. So boring. And there was so many people that were like, who is this jabro? There's this one guy who stood up and he was like, the question was like about AIDS, and he's like, oh, AIDS. That's terrible, right? And he had like this New York accent. So bad, so devastating. Da 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 da. It was so funny.
That's like running for, like, it kind of reminds me of when the mayoral elections in Taipei happened. There, like, there for some reason there were just a lot of jabronis running, and there was this like meme of this guy who like kept talking about honey lemon water. Like it was like he was selling it or something. It was fucking weird. It was in the debates, and like they asked him a question about the economy, and he was like, "Well, I was sick, and I started drinking honey lemon water. And after I drank honey lemon water, I got better. So I want everybody to know that if they drink honey lemon water, they can fix whatever's wrong with them."
So he ran for mayor to promote his honey lemon water
But
line.
it wasn't his. That was the fucking weird part about it, is that he doesn't have a company selling honey lemon water. He just fucking really wanted everybody
He
to
just
know
really
about
likes
it.
it. That's his Andrew Yang issue. Honey
Honey
lemon
lemon
water.
water.
Everybody
Yeah.
needs honey lemon water.
And then there was a math, like a math teacher, or a and he was a professor or something, a university professor, and he was talking about how everybody should vote for him because he's really smart and he's a professor. And then he started like doing arithmetic on stage, like a adding up numbers, but like somebody making a YouTube video like recapping it, like added up the numbers and realized that he was doing them wrong.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And then there was another guy that like sang some old, like just started. It might have been the same as the honey lemon water guy. I can't remember if this is a different weirdo or the same weirdo, but he started singing like his weird like old Chinese song, like on stage. And the whole time, the current mayor and the one who got reelected was just like, "What the fuck?" His face the whole time was hilarious.
That's funny. That's,
Yeah,
yeah.
so. So a little bit about, so not just American elections are ridiculous.
Right. Well,
It's the
it
times we live in.
sounds like what is that called? Like smaller district, smaller pool elections. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds like the thing you went to, you mean?
Like that, yeah. The fact that it's not for president, it's for public advocate. That's why there's so many like
But this is the
freaking
mayor of Taipei. They're running for the mayor of the biggest city in the country.
jabronis. Okay, yeah, I guess
You know,
you're
that's
right.
like the mayor, that's like the New York City mayor elections if somebody was doing weird shit like that.
Well, there are weirdos that run for New York City mayor, but I guess they don't get as much
Traction.
attention. Yeah.
Yeah, like the TV stage. Yeah. Well, this presidential election should be interesting.
We'll
Yeah.
see. All right, I want to talk about something.
Oh,
I
okay,
have a thing.
go.
So, I think it's really funny, like the episode you talked about, like the stuff you hated, all the stuff you hated.
Yeah.
So I made a list of things that I hate that I want to talk about with you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so number one, I really hate anime.
What's wrong with anime?
I mean, that's a broad thing to say, I guess,
There's a
but
lot of good
like,
anime.
okay, well, there's some in particular I hate then, I guess.
Okay, so what kind of anime?
I hate how they're like, it's set up like the world is a Nintendo game and there's no like explanation. Like, you have to collect all the five things to make a thing so that you can then get the fourth thing and then you'll become a whatever.
It's like, that's not all anime. I mean, anime just means animation.
Okay, well, I mean, okay, I'm talking about
just
a particular
Japanese type.
Animation. A particular
so you're talking
type
about
like Japanese animation.
Like that, Digimon like, or Pokemon or something like that?
Yeah, and there's one that my roommate Hennessy watches called Soul Eater or something. Probably this is the one I'm talking about. But in general,
you just
I think
hate the
they
kind of
do this. What?
You hate the show Soul Eater.
Yeah, well, and kind of like a Pokemon. I mean, I don't really know Pokemon that well, but it seems the same. And this might be translation too, but I hate the way they do exposition.
Well, dubbing is fucking stupid.
Anything
that dubs, dubbing is fucking stupid.
It might be the dubbing that
like if you do if you
watch
when they do dubbing on stuff, it always ruins it.
Mm.
That's my personal opinion, but whatever.
Right.
Okay, go on.
Right. Yeah, like the way that exposition happens, and it might be translation into the dubbing, is always super annoying to me. It's just like they just like speak exposition like, and like that, like you have to collect the five things to do this. And it's like, why are you? There's no reason for you to be saying this, and I hate it. I hate it.
Show don't tell. Show don't tell.
Show don't tell. Exactly.
Rules of screenwriting.
And the world is not a video game.
Yeah.
Like, can we come up with like a different way to do this? If you collect four souls and then another whatever. Whatever. So that's what I hate. I guess it's Soul Eater. I hate that show.
Because there's a really good show that Sonia and I used to watch that was like, she's going to hear me talking about it and say that that's not what the show's about, but this is what I thought it was about. It was like, there were like these giants. Fuck, I can't remember. I can't remember what it's about. Hey, Sonia, what's that show with the giants about? The anime with the giants? Where, like, there was like a race of giants that were trying to eat people. They would go and they would like eat people in this village. And then what happens? If you get eaten, you would like become one or something? No? Okay. You just die. Okay. Never mind. So there's just giants that eat people, I guess. So it was
okay.
A good show, though. I liked watching
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll check that one out. I also hate comic book movies. Most
comic
book movies.
Yeah, I'm with you
movies.
There.
Kind of for the same reasons, because it's like this whole world that like you're just expected to know, kind of, it feels like. And there's just like a million characters that never, you're like, okay, why do you hate it?
I hate it. I hate it because they make money, and so they're the only thing that we get to see now, because movies are so afraid of losing money that they're like, oh, if we make a movie about a comic book, we know we'll make money. So let's not make anything new. Because maybe we'll lose money. So let's just make all these old stupid movies about all these old stupid things, like fucking Aquaman, who gives a shit, and all these dumb concepts that we already know, and nobody's inventing anything new. They're just redoing over and over and over again. We gotta watch the same goddamn horse shit. Because everybody's afraid to write something else. Like, okay, comic books were probably cool when somebody first thought of the idea, because it's like, oh yeah, I never heard about that before. But now we're not allowed to make anything new.
Right.
Really bothers me.
Yeah, it's just the lazy movie studio. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I hate comic book movies too. I also hate so I hate like Rent, the musical Rent.
Also paying rent.
Well, yeah, I hate paying rent too. Yeah, if we could just get rid of that would be great.
The musical Rent. This is like Nathaniel, the things Nathaniel hates from the year 2000.
Well, I'm trying to connect it to like musicals like that, which is a kind of a passe type of thing now. But like, just sort of like realism, but then they're just like singing on stage kind of thing. And that's sort of that style that like, I am na 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 It's like a 90s musical style that's like serious and.
What's another example?
God, I don't
Because the only
know.
thing I can think of is Rent.
Rent. So clearly, I just hate one specific thing, and then I
Yeah, and you
assign a
extrapolate on
whole
that.
genre to it.
So you
I
don't
mean,
like Soul
I
Eater
kind
and
of
then you
hate
say.
musicals in general, but I do like some musicals. But
Yeah.
like, I think musicals are kind of stupid, and movie musicals especially, I
Yeah.
think are stupid.
Like Les Miserables.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, Les Mis is dumb. Rent was horrible. I hate the musical and the movie. What else was bad? What else was recent? Chicago was good, I thought.
Okay, so anything more modern that you hate?
I hate like Cardi B's style of music. Does that
You don't know what
count
that
as more
is?
modern?
Yeah, sure, okay.
It's I think it's called trap music, but that might be a broader term. Like there might be
Okay.
more types of trap music that I don't know. But it's just she like I hate the way her rap sounds. It's just like this is what it sounds like to me. An old man who's it's music, but it's just like they're going like it has like this pacing that I'm like, oh, shut up. I don't even care what you're saying. So
Yeah.
sing-songy and stupid. I love Cardi
Yeah.
B though, as a person. Like
As a human, right?
her talking online is like the best thing I've ever seen.
When
But
people try and comment her and she just like shuts them down, it's pretty amazing.
But
And like
I don't.
randomly too. I don't know. I think I subscribed her on Twitter, or I follow her on Twitter, and like just sometimes you'll be like some random person that she's like talking shit to, and you look at how many followers a person has, and they have like 500 or something. So it's like, oh, this is just a person that just said something mean, and she's just like, fuck you, fuck you. I is like, you probably go home and eat turkey sandwiches in bed. Fuck you, bitch. You're like, okay.
Yeah, she does have great insults like that. That's a good example. Well, she was to go eat a turkey sandwich. This is crazy.
Okay, so anything else you don't like?
That's all I can think of right now. So, musicals from the 90s. A musical no one's watched in 20 years.
One anime that your roommate watches.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just mad at him because he probably likes Rent.
Oh yeah, you're probably right. And then what's the last one? Or the other one?
Cardi
The
B,
middle
and
one.
then comic book movies.
Comic movies. I think that's broad. I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot. I mean, there's a lot.
I mean,
The reason I don't like them.
even to bring it back to the Oscars, Black Panther, which was a pretty good movie, wasn't that
I
awesome.
don't think it was that good. I mean, it was good for a comic book movie.
Right, exactly.
Like, I watched it. I watched the whole thing, which I wouldn't normally do for a comic book movie. You know? I would be
Right.
like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Right.
But with that, I was like, I'll finish it. But that's like a really low bar.
But that's the one that like the nerds point to as like, see, there's still good movies. It's like, okay, it's not that great.
It's
It's
like,
just
this is
better
art.
than the fucking Civil War trash or whatever.
Yeah, or like, you know what comic book movies are good for? It's like watching movies on an airplane. I'll watch a comic book movie sometimes on an airplane. You
Yeah.
know, like Black
Okay.
Panther is like a really good airplane movie.
Right. Right. I watched Wonder Woman on an airplane. That was pretty good for an
Yeah,
airplane
exactly,
movie.
right? You're like, okay, this is good for an airplane. Like I can like if somebody brings me food in the middle of it, I won't pause it. Like
I think
I'll
I'll
color
I
my
think I'll
thing
get it. I think I'll know what's happening. Oh, they're fighting more people? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so to be continued on stuff that we both hate, I like this segment.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man.
Right.
All right, I love you, bro.
Love you
You
too, bro.
have, maybe this show will come out before March 1st, but you have your show on March 1st, right?
Yeah. Oof, I don't know when the next one's in April. I think April. Hold on, I can look it up. The next one after that is April 18th.
Nice. All right, cool. And then if everybody can subscribe to my new YouTube channel, The World Is Your Ashtray on YouTube. I'm gonna be putting a lot of like environmental related content on there. So that's
Nice.
specifically relevant if you enjoy my rant
Yeah.
from a few episodes ago.
Yep. And everybody donate $1 to Andrew Yang.
Yeah. All right. Love you,
Okay.
bro.
I love you too, bro.
Bye.
Bye.